Alright, we're going to, do Ketzer Mevarchen. We started a few times, but, we've taken up different areas, so the areas that we've already taken, either we'll do a quick review, or, but in the meantime, I want to take up an area that I don't recall taking up, at least not as, not in this manner. Okay, so we'll start with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Ketzer Mevarchen al peros ha'ilan umayar borei pri ha'etz, right, on the peros ha'ilan borei pri ha'etz, chutz min ha'yayin, shal ha'yayin u'omer borei pri ha'gefen, or ha'gefen, v'al peros ha'aretz u'omer borei pri ha'dama, chutz min ha'pas, shal ha'pas u'omer ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz, v'al ha'yerakos u'omer borei pri ha'dama, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Borei Minei Deshoim. Okay. So, Rashi explains the two chutzes. Why chutz min a yayin and chutz min a pas, right? Yayin really should have gotten Borei Priya Eitz. And pas should really have gotten Borei Priya Adama. Why didn't they? Shemitoch HaShivuso Kavulo bracha la'atzmo v'chein hapas. Okay, because of its
yayin as a pre-now, why should it get burnt by eight necessarily?
Rabbi Yehuda is writing the Mishnah. I mean, he already knows the idea that pre means the essential product, the pre, the product, the produce. That's what the word fruit really means. And therefore, he knows that already the wine is considered an essential product of the vines. Just like the grape itself is a product, so is the wine. So that's why he and the same thing with lechem and chita. So that's why he holds that. That naturally you would have assumed, if they didn't have a special status, if they didn't have chashivas, so you would have made the regular bracha for that class. Okay? But because of the chashivas, they did not want to leave it with the same bracha, the same shevach, as the others in its class, because it has a certain chashivas. I mean, what the chashivas is, I mean, that the Gemara discusses later. I guess its chashivas demands a greater shevach, and the way to do that is to show that it's differentiated from the other members of its class. Then the next, let's just do both Rashis. Then the next Rashi, Bori Minei Deshoyim. So, Rashi is explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda argues on Yerakos. Yerakos, he says, you make a Bari B'nei Deshoyim. What do you make on the rest of the Pre-Hadama? Right? It seems... What is he all? Does he agree with the Tanakama? He's only coming to be to exclude Yerakos?
Seems like it.
Okay, so let's look at Rashi. Lefish yesh bechlal pri ha'dama deshoim uzroim can go in kidneys. Because part of pri ha'dama are deshoim, which means some types of stalks or grass, grass-like growth, stalks, uzroyim, and seeds, kigon kidneys, like legumes. V'Rebbe Yehuda boy heka bracha l'chol min v'min, and Rebbe Yehuda demands a recognizable bracha, a specific bracha, for each and every species. So you see, according to Rashi, Borei Minei Deshayim is just one example. But really on Kitnius, it would seem on that one, you would make Borei Minei Zrayim. So you have on Deshayim, you make Borei Minei Deshayim. On Zrayim, you make Borei Minei Zrayim. And then there must be, I don't know if there's any more, it doesn't seem like Rashi doesn't mention it. And then on the rest is Borei Pri Adama. You guys agree with me? I don't imagine that all growths of the Adama can fit into those two categories alone. Deshayim and Zrayim. I think it is logical to say that there is another category of which you really would make a Borei Pri Adama.
Isn't it shown when you eat the actual...
There's a third category which seems logically would be where you have a fruit that comes forth either from some kind of a vine or if it would be like some kind of, well, we'll see, like some kind of, let's say, a bush-like thing. Okay, well...
I mean like a
root. That's what I mean. I don't mean a vine, a root. A fruit that comes from root. In other words, you have, Zrayim, like Kitnius, Zrayim, that's the seed itself. Then you have the Deshayim. Those are where you eat the very growth, the very plant itself, like you said. The stalks, the grass, whatever it is. But then you have those things that there's a root in the ground, and now like a watermelon, tomatoes, those things. So those things, it seems, they themselves would get a Pri Adama. Okay? So that machlokas, that's one machlokas that we need to understand. And we'll have to take up, there's a Gemara on Daf Mem that we have to do. Alright, let's leave that for a minute. Because before we do that, let's take up a more basic question in the Mishnah. Which is, what is the difference between Pri HaDama and Pri HaEitz? So, take a look on Daf Mem Amud Aleph at the bottom of the Daf. Yeah, so at the end of the Gemara is discussing Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. He held that chita is min ilanhi. Okay? He wanted to say you make a Borei Pri HaEitz on wheat. So the Gemara says, yeah, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, the last two lines. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, chita min ilanhi, livrach alea borei pri ha'eitz. Kamash malan, heicha mevarchinam borei pri ha'eitz. Heicha dechi shaklis le leperi. Ise legavza, v'hadar mapik. Aval heicha dechi shaklis le leperi. Leisi legavza, v'hadar mapik. Lo mevarchinen aleha borei pri ha'eitz, ela borei pri ha'adama. Okay, so the Gemara says that if, when do you make a borei pri ha'eitz? Because of course the Gemara understands, I really should mention this, I mean, that the Gemara understands that the pri ha'eitz are also, in a more general sense, Pri HaAdama. Alright. So the Gemara says, how do you make the distinction? So the Gemara answers that if you take away the fruit, so then the anofim of the tree, okay, will remain. And then it will reproduce those anaphim will reproduce fruit. That's when you say it's pre-ayetz. But if you take away the fruit, and then there are no more branches, okay? And I don't think the Gemara is distinguishing between, branches mean including the trunk of the tree. Okay? It means all the wood. I don't know how else to put it. Okay? So then if you would take it away, that would not exist any longer to produce fruit another year. So then you make Bar Pri Adama. That's the Gemara's distinction. And now you have, and that's what I want to go slowly here, you have a Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand that. But before we do that, let's just try to understand it ourselves. What would you say the idea of the Gemara is? What is the Gemara's idea? Yeah, maybe just to make it a little, maybe just a little bit more defined, I would just add, in other words, the Gemara's idea is that in order to say Bore Pri Ha'etz, meaning in order to say that the way this thing is created is directly via a tree has to be an independent existence. That's what you meant by identity, right?
Yeah.
It has to be an independent existence. If it's an independent existence, it's if it's an entity, it's an existence, and it is the thing that immediately is the cause of fruit, so then you could say Bari Pri Ha'etz. Whereas if its existence is not independent, so then you can't, then it's part, it's an extension, it exists, it coexists with the fruit. It's part of the fruit itself. And therefore, the immediate existence that causes it, those things, is the Adama. So if it has independent existence, so that's it. Now it's a substance. And now you could say that the pre, its immediate cause of existence is that thing. But if it disappears, when you keep the chishakos lepeira, when you take away the fruit, so no longer does it have an independent existence. It's nothing more than an extension of the fruit itself. And the fruit and this long, whatever it is, stem, stalk, wood, I don't care, that's all part of the fruit. It doesn't have an independent identity. And therefore, it's considered a pre-hadama. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward. You almost get shocked that there's a major machlokas rishonim here on this. So I guess we'll start with Tosfos. Isei legavza v'hadarasi. Okay, so Tosfos says mehocha nire detutim u, excuse my French, u frizish u buntuns. Uchiyotzabahen Tzrichin Lavarach Alem Bari Pri Ha'etz Sherei Derach Ha'etz L'skayem Yomim Rabim V'chi Shakal Ha'pri B'sharazu Hadar Asi Pri B'oso Ha'etz Atzmo. So those are, by the way, they're all types, it seems, they're all types of berries. Okay. I think tutim are what we call a garden strawberry. And then a frizish is it's one that's they as tut hasada. I don't know if that means like wild berries. It's hard to know if it means all, you know, what we mean today. I'm not a gotta get somebody who's an expert in this and what they meant in the French. All right, then he says, and bontons are another type of tutim. So the different types, they have thorns. Which ones are thorns? Does anybody know? It, the reason, okay, we're going back to the Gemara. The reason why it says the chishagos leperi is because it's showing you that when you take away the peri, that for some things, that causes the death of whatever it's growing from. So that shows you its whole existence was subsidiary as a part of the fruit itself. And you can't call it independent. You can't call it an independent existence. It's not an entity. You can't call that a tree. Okay, I'll give you an example. Banana. Bananas grow on a tree. A banana tree. Ask any guy in Latin America, you know, in South America, whatever. They'll tell you it grows on a tree. But the only problem is that the banana tree, even though it's quite a tall thing, they're really huge shoots. And the minute you harvest the bananas, all the shoots die. The whole thing dies. So that's, according to the Gemara, that's not a tree. That is not a tree. That's just considered a very long extension of the banana, going back to the ground. It doesn't have an independent existence that you could say this is a pre of such an existence. Okay, now back to Tosis. So you have these different kinds of berries, of which one is probably our strawberry. All right? So Tosis says you make a bar priates on strawberries, on berries. Why? Sherei derech ha'etz l'skayim yamim rabim v'chi shakal ha'pri v'shanezu hada asti pri v'osa ha'etz atzmo. So Tosis says it seems to fit exactly the definition in the Gemara. Okay? Alright, so like at this point, like, okay, what's to say? However, mi o Rav Rabbi Menachem Hevi Raya Yerushalmi de Maseches Kelayim. I'm not sure if it's Yerushalmi or a Tosefta, but anyhow, okay. I think other Rishon quarter is a Tosefta, but anyhow, could be both of true, I don't know. So he says, the Mevarchin al kol minei da'atad borei pri adama. Okay, the kamar hasam hahagin va'atadim min ilanheim ve'inan kelayim bekerem. Uparach vatanya elehem minei deshoyim hakundas va'atad umeshani taman lebracha v'hachala kalayim almalinya bracha minei deshoyin. Oh, where's it, Aleph? Minei deshoyinheim. Umil edivrei akol freizish sarach levarach alayim bar priyayitz. Okay, atadim are things with thorns. Okay? So, let's leave out the problems of Kalaya Karim for the moment. But let's just stick to Bracha. So now Tosis tells you that it seems clear from the Gemara over there, the Gemara in Yerushalmi, that what? And in terms of Bracha, you definitely make, you should make a bar priyadama, because they're minei deshayim. And obviously we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so we don't have a bracha bar minei deshayim, so it would mean you make a bracha bar priyadama. Except for this one case of the frizish. Okay? And that one, you make a barei priyaetz. But the tutim and the bontuns, that would be bar priyadama. But Tosfos doesn't in any way tell you why that should be. Right? It doesn't give you the rhyme and reason. There's the Gemara gave a certain idea. And the beginning of the Tosfos told you clearly that these things fit into that definition. Now it comes along Rabbi Menachem and brings you a raya from Yerushalmi that at least two out of the three species that were mentioned should get be a bar priyadama and not bar priyaetz. For what reason? And why did the Gemara hold that way? Is it, it doesn't like our definition in the Gemara? Doesn't seem so. So you're left very perplexed when you read this Tosis. Like, what is the, what's the factor here that caused Tosis to argue with the first sheet in Tosis? The Mordechai is, it's fine, this daf. Seems to be on the daf Lamites Amud Beis. On the daf Mem Amud Aleph, I'm sorry, daf Mem Amud Aleph. Divrei Maskil Birach Al Peros Eilon. Let me know if you have it. Yeah, you get that new Gemara, you know, Oz V'Hadar. Boy, did they really clean it up. They made it so easy to find everything. So the Mordechai says, Kasav B'tshuvas HaGaonim Kol Ilan the Yavesh B'sitva V'kalu Gavzi V'tarfi L'gamri B'choref V'Hadar Pari Mishrashav Mivarchin Al Peirosav Bari Pri Adama. So they said every any tree that dries up at the sitva means like in the we would say it means like in the fall, but they also mean like in the beginning of the winter, and then it's anafim are completely gone in the winter, in the dead of winter. And then it comes back from its roots. That mevarchen al peirosa bar pi adama. V'chol heicha di shakli. Is that lepeira? Yeah, I think so. Right. Yeah. What? Some reason I got some letter. Okay, forget. Yeah. Okay, di shakli lepeira. Isa Lagavza Vahadar Mapik Peira Zeu Priyates. Okay? Mikan Pasak Harav Yosef the Osan Tutim Ufrizish Ubishuns Uchiyotzeben Shiesh Lavarach Bar Priyadama. Vehevi Arab Manoach Eliyo Raya Mirishalm Dimasechas Kalayim. Okay, you see they went to a similar shir here. The Mavarach al kol minei atad bari pri adama the kama hasam ahigin va'atadin min ilanim veinim kalayim v'kerem v'parach v'atan yelim min edushoyim ha'kundus va'atadin v'shani tamad l'bracha v'achal l'kalayim almalin y'bracha min edushoyim ha'im. There you go. Okay, so the Mordechai, by quoting the Tshuvas Gaonim, he now tells you what the real rationale is behind the shitas that hold that you make Baruch Adam on these three things, on these things. Okay? And what is the shita? What is the shita? God, does somebody want to tell me what the shita is? You know, whoever asked me about the Atadim before, it just hit me. I didn't realize it until a second. I wasn't careful. That, and I'm not going to be able to explain it now. I really got to look at it now. Because the other Tosis, this Mordechai doesn't really match the second opinion in Tosis. Because the Mordechai, according to Tshuva Sagonim, holds that it's two, all three of these are all Bari Pri Adama. Whereas the second day in Tosus on Daf Mem held that the Frizish, or whatever they're called, okay, that one was still Bari Pri Adama, right?
Right.
Only two out of the three. So they couldn't. So it seems it's really. I mean, I don't know if they have a. I would like to think that the question is not about how they didn't had an argument about how what Frizish are and how they grow. I assume it must be about the concept. So I don't know. Let's I'm not going to try to explain the two out of three. Let's just stick to the first day in Tosis and the Mordechai right now. That was my error. I didn't see that there's a subtle difference between the two.
Well, they ultimately have different concepts. Now, I mean,
let's just keep the most contrasting sheet. There's one sheet that holds that all three are make Bari Pri Ha'etz. And the other sheet holds the Mordechai is all three, the Tshuvas Gaonim, all three you make Bari Pri Adama. See, now Mordechai quotes the Dei Arishonin tells us. Aval Haram, I see it's probably Haram Rutberg, Omer Shenogu Am Levorech Alem Bari Pri Eitz. Sharei Derecha Anach L'Skayim Yomim Rabim B'Shana Zu V'Hada Asi Peri B'Shana Acheres V'Eitzo M'Skayim B'Shana L'Shana V'Chein Nog Rabbeinu Tam B'Shem Aviv V'Chol Priest Asafek Lo in Priya Eitz and Priya Adama Yivarech Bar Priya Adama V'Snan Berech Alapera Se'ilan. So it sounds like the Mordechai at the end is giving you advice to make that you have a machlokes. So if you really hold like one day or the other, you know, nice for you. But if you have a machlokas rishonim, and you don't really know what to do, so then he's telling, of course, you're going to make a bari pri adama misafek. He's just rounding it off at the end. Because now you have a machlokas of, gedolei rishonim. For the Mordechai, at least, you know. In the Ashkenaz world. Okay. But what's the machlokas here? What's the machlokas between the Balei Tosfos here?
Seems like the Gaonim are holding that because...
That's what the Gaonim added to the equation.
Right.
That's what they added. You see, V'kolu gavzi v'tarfi l'gam v'chara v'hada pari mishrashav. See, that's what the Gaonim added. That fact wasn't mentioned in the Gemara. They added that. They highlighted that and said, but you still make Bari Pri Adama. I think that has to be the key point.
Right.
Or else it's going to sound, because if you read them literally, what the Maharam and Rabbeinu Tam say, what do you mean, Derech Ha'anof L'Skayim Yomim Rabim? What do you mean? What do you mean V'Eitzo M'Skayim Mishana L'Shana? Eitzo is a Niskaya Mishana L'Shana. Like, you can't have a... They don't know what happens, literally. The Rush is Os Chav Gimel. Os Chav Gimel. And he says, Uv Gemara Kamar Kol Davish Osa Peros Mishana L'Shana Nikra Eitz Aval Kol Davish Etzarech L'Zoro B'Chol Shana Nikra Priya Aretz. Okay. He quotes, he says a Tosefta de Kalayim. Kol Shemotzi Olav Mi'ikaro Esefu, Mevarach Labar Pri Adama. Kol Shemotzi Olav Me'anofav Ilanu, Mevarach Labar Pri Eitz. I think there's some Girsa issue over here. Hold on a second. It should be Kol Shemotzi Mi'ikaro Esefu. V'chol Shemotzi. All right, let's stick to the Tshuvas Gaonim then. Let's use that as our focus. So we're sticking with the Tshuvas Gaonim, and the Tshuvas Gaonim. The main point of the Tshuvas Gaonim is that they hold you say Bari Pri Adama. Why? Even though the thing comes back, Meshrashav, we don't care. It's still Bari Pri Hadama. And then the other side will be, no. That since you don't have to actually replant it, see, that's the one thing the Rush did say in the beginning. Aval kol davash etzarech lezoro b'chol shana nikrei pri haaretz. But that won't be true of Tutim. You do not have to replant it. See, that's why I would say that first part, I don't know about the second part of the Rush, but that statement right there seems to be in line exactly to be the opposite sheet of the Tshuvas Gaonim.
Well, that's always true. That doesn't mean that something that...
Is that the Torah says that his father made a Bari Pri Eitz on Tutim. See, I think the machlokas is, you see, everyone agrees, of course, of the idea, like the Gemara says, of an independent existence. That, of course. But I think the machlokas that the Rishonim had, the Gaonim Rishonim, was to refine that idea further. And the question was, is there a Tsuras Eitz or not? In other words, is there a Tsuras Eitz? See, Rabbeinu Tam and the Maram, those the Balei Tosfos, they were of the opinion that the idea of an independent existence is a general characteristic. Of course, it's true, but it has to be applied to something that has the form of a tree. I mean the opposite. That's the Gaonim. I'm sorry. The Gaonim held it has to be applied to something that has the form of a tree. Roots is not an eight. It's very nice that roots exist from year to year, but roots do not have a Tsuras Eitz. There's a certain idea of the form of a tree. A tree is a certain kind of existence. It's not just a permanent, it's not just a perennial. It has a certain tsura. And they held that if it doesn't meet the standards of that tsura, then you can't consider it an eitz. And Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei Tosfos held no. That as long as you have a substance of eitz that is perennial, then that's the definition of eitz in the Torah. That's it. That's all the halacha demands. The question is, do you have like a certain, like, what should I say, a certain a priori idea of an eitz, what a tree is? Or do you say, no, as long as it's a substance of eitz, and it's perennial, that's it, that's the halachic criteria. So that's it. The roots make it. You don't have to replant the strawberry bush, because even though this bush disappears, but it shoots forth from those same roots that always exist from year to year. That's what I was thinking. It's interesting. I mean, I'm not sure what the Maram says, but we definitely have the if you accept my definition, it's definitely the facts are in accordance with the way the Bach explains the Rush. And in Siman Reish Gimel, he says like this, of Al Rush Kosov, as opposed to Rashi, Kol Davish Osef Paris Mishana Lashana Nikra Eitz, Aval Kol Davish Etzarach Lezora B'chol Shana Nikra Priya Aretz. Okay, then he quotes the Tosefta. He says, Ela Mefarish Hadakama B'gomara D'chi Shaklis Le L'Peri Isei L'Gavza The Hadar Mapik, Hayna Lomar, the Nishra Eitz, Shemimenu Chazav Gadal, Afilo Nishra Ela Hashoresh, Shetachas Akarka, Umimenu Chazav Gadal, Nami Mavarchim Bari Pre Eitz, Avalim Lo Nishra Afilo Hashoresh, Vitzarech Lezoro, Bechol Shana Vishana, Nikra Priya Aretz. And then he goes on to try to explain the Tosefta. So, my definition would be with those facts. I can't answer you. You know, Dave. Like, I don't know. I hear what you're asking. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'm saying that's the machlokes between the Gaonim and at least the way the Bach understands the Rush. Plain shot, because he says simply that you don't have to replant it.
Right.
I hear what you're asking. Yep. Yeah, if you get a chance, take a look at the Beis Yosef and the Bach.
Reish Gimel?
Yeah, Reish Gimel, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, the Torah is a little humorous. Because he says there's a machlokus between Rav Yitzchak about strawberries and Rav Yosef, right?
Yeah.
And then he says, my father passing like the Ri. Yeah. But that could have been a little... well, he shouldn't have done that. It is funny. So, anyhow, all right. So, take a look at that. We'll see. You know, I'll look through it, too, see if there's anything more. You know, I don't want to get endlessly lost in the case of strawberries, you know what I mean? But I want you to take a look. Also on Daf Mem, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda about Bori Minei D'Shayim, but then it gives a reason that it makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda is absolutely right for what he says. It's really interesting. Even though the Gemara rejects him, it then goes ahead and gives the reason. And if you take a look at the reason, it's very persuasive. So I'd like to like you guys to work on what the machlokus is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about whether or not we say one general Bari Priya Dama or we have these, you know, different Hecker L'chol Min V'min. I think that's that will open up some things about, you know, the structure of the of brachas. I think that's an important one. That's what I'm trying to do, you know. That's what I want to pick out of the Mishnah, you know, like a basic idea, the difference between a tree and a dhamma, different, you know. I want to get to the basics here, and I don't want to get lost on every detail. All right.
Do you think it's possible to define the machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda just by reading the Mishnah and Rashi on the Mishnah?
Well, the Gemara did it.
Saying for us.
I don't know. It might be. I think it could be. If a guy, yeah, no, I think it would be possible. Yes, I think it would be possible. I think the Gemara will help you. It will lead you in the right path. But I think the answer to your question is yes. I think it would be possible.
Stay cracking on that side.
Yeah, so work on that. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. Like maybe if you guys want to text me or email me, whatever, during the week, I haven't decided if I'm going forward in the guy. I haven't prepared yet further. Like, I don't know if I'm going to go straight in the Gemara, maybe skip to something. You know, I just haven't decided that. Some of the things we've done, we did some of this stuff last year. Yeah, that was a nice, the Shabbos one was nice. I almost want to go over that again.
Yeah.
Right, that was real halacha l'mayis, right? It was real halacha l'mayis on that one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, that was really good. I remember that too. I wish, maybe we should redo it. That was important.
Can we redo it?
What?
Can we redo it?
Yeah, we could.
I make a mean and negro on these days.
You do, huh? I heard every guy who comes in the dorm has to drink a Negron.
Yeah.
Anyhow, all right, so I'll let you guys know. But definitely do the machlokas. That's an important one. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama.
Okay, are you doing Ona with Rabbi in the end?
Yep.
Is he on board?
Oh, he's very on board.
Okay, so he's probably going to be doing it this year.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real, I'll tell you, that's a major league area.
Hold on, right?
Yeah, that, you know, you guys are going to be praying that you could be doing sukkah again.
What is that 1-6? Just want to know what that is.
You got to have that's real thinking cap stuff. That's, you know.
Yeah, we started it. We burned all our equipment too.
Rebbe says to me, isn't this one of the hardest sugyas in Shas? I said, I've heard that about too many sugyas already. Yeah, it's something. But it's like real basic, you know, business practice. It's very good. It's nice stuff. Nice, I mean, so far the definitions we had are really, really nice. Like really nice. Like, very, very nice, you know? You just gotta avoid that tosis on the next, on Amud Aleph, the next daf. That tosis will take you to the end of the year. Oh, on, you know those little ones? Oh, yeah, they're killers. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's scary stuff. All right, very good. I got to go. I have a, unfortunately, I have a funeral to go to, so. All right.
Great, thank you.
Take care, guys.
Take care.
Right, bye. Okay, very good. Okay, bye.